The Gemara on the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph is discussing the din of the Mishnah we brought on earlier, that even though there's a mitzvah of Loisiyah Leisha, when one is ma'anis an Isha, but that's only if the Isha is Ru'uya L'kaima. But if the Isha is Asura, Lava B'Kahal, unless she's a Mamzeres, it's also to marry her, then obviously the mitzvah of Loisiyah Leisha would no longer apply, because there's going to be an Isser to marry this Isha. The Gemara asks Akasha that L'chara, you should be able to marry her, because Nesi Aseva, Ned Chalosa say, let the Aseva Loisiyah Leisha be Deicha the Lav of Mamzeres, or whatever Lav you have. And the Gemara gives a teretz, which is not so clear what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, when do we say Asidu Chalais to say, Kagun Mila Betzaras, Dole Epshe Lekum Mila Asay Avahachi, Amad Dole Be'ino, Mi'isil Asay Klal. Over here, in a certain sense, there's no Asay here at all, and therefore we don't say Asidu Chalais to say. So what's the meaning of this teretz of the Gemara? There's different Biurim in the Rishayim. Rashi Lamashal says that even though now there is an Asay, but Milamdan Asay, we teach her to say, and he writes it, we teach her to say, I don't want to get married, and we may know there won't be an Asay. And therefore, you don't say Asa Dechel Lois to say lots of kashas on Rashi, but that's how Rashi learns. The Taisus Yishanim over here says a interesting svar in his second pshat. He says Bling Nira. He says the pshat is the Hacha Gabedida Leika Asay. The Ha Iboy Amr Lo Beina Hilchach Ina Lava Bela Meshum Asay Diday. The Imazeres Kamaisa Vishva Kosa Vishalish Kenamina Viyesh Mutari. So Taisus Yishanim says what the Gemara really means to say is that there is no Asay by her. She does not have an Asay Velasi Elisha. He has an Asay Velasi Elisha. She does not have an Asay Velasi Elisha. But the lav she has just like him, and mainly you can't say asay dechalais to say because it's very good that he has an asay to be dechal lav. But what about her? She does not have an asay. She does have the lav, so she can't be ever in the lav without having an asay, and therefore there's no din asay dechalais to say over here. That's how he learns pshat in the Gemara. Now the Rashi and other Rishonim don't say this. What do they do with this? It's a good taina. She doesn't have an asay. How do you say asay dechalais to say without having an asay? So the pasha says they understand that you say asay dechalais to say. As long as one party has an assay, it's deicha the lav even for the other one, even though the other party does not have an assay. And this is a svar which is spoken out by the Achrenim, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim and Yuma, and the Afpevav and the Bikiveg over there, that there's a tzad to say that as long as one of the parties has an assay, we say asay dechalais to say, even though one of them does not have an assay, we may learn that even, they couldn't limp shot like the Tosfos Yishanim, they don't say asay dechalais to say because she doesn't have an assay because it doesn't make a difference, even though she doesn't have it. Still, we're going to say asay dechalais to say. Lefi Tosfos Yishanim, he doesn't hold of that. He holds you only say asay dechalais to say if both parties have an assay. But this brings us to a big problem, and that is how does the Tosfos Yishanim understand the whole din of Yibam, the whole din of asay dechalais to say by Yibam? The whole din of Yibam is working within Tchiyah according to some Rishonim. But even if not Yibam, but it's before in the Gemara had a half a minute to say. In certain cases, we'll say asay dechalais to say by Yibam, right? Or in certain cases, we do lemaisa midaraisa, we say asay dechalais to say by chai v'lav, and in other cases. And the question is, how could you have a din of asay dechalais to say by Yibam if the Baal has the mitzvah of Yibam, but the Isha does not? So how could you say asay dechalais to say if the Isha doesn't have the mitzvah of Yibam? So Bishlam, if you learn like Rashi and like the Tosfos Yom Kippurim and those Achrayim, that when one of them has the mitzvah, therefore you could be deicha the lav, even though the other party doesn't have the mitzvah. So that's the pshat by Yibam, even though only the Baal has the mitzvah of Yibam and Isha does not. Afal pichan, you could say asay dechalais to say because one of them has the mitzvah of Yibam. But Lefi the Tosfos Yishanim who holds that we don't say that. You can only say asay dechalais to say if both parties have the mitzvah, like we see in our sugya over here, that you can only say asay dechalais to say, you don't say asay dechalais to say because she doesn't have the mitzvah. So how do you understand the whole mitzvah, the whole application of asay dechalais to say ben Yibam? How does that work if the Isha does not have the mitzvah of Yibam? So Lechara, what's mavur from here, you'd have to say a chiddush that the Tosfos Yishanim holds that the Isha also has the mitzvah of Yibam. The Isha has the mitzvah and the mitzvah of Yibam, and therefore you could say asay dechalais to say because both the man and the Isha have the mitzvah of Yibam. The other Rishonim don't have to say that. They can hold there is no mitzvah of Yibam because they hold even though one does not have a mitzvah, still you say asay dechalais to say even though both parties do not have the mitzvah. And this can do is the big machlokes Yishanim whether the Isha's mitzvah and mitzvah Yibam or not. We were marich about this in Yevamos and Daf Chaf in Gam Makom Laharich, but lechar would be a raya from the Tosfos Yishanim that he must hold that the Isha is mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibam, or else it's shver that all those sugyas of asay dechalais to say like Abba Yibam. And in Kenim Advarim, I think the Tosfos Yishanim is going l'shitasa. If you look in the Tosfos Yishanim in the beginning of Yevamos and Daf Beis, he asks the Kasha, he says, famous Kasha, why does Seder Noshim start with Maseches Yevamos? L'chari, we should have started with Ksubis, Kiddushin, something else. Why are you starting with Peronius, with Yevamos, which is not the first thing we would have thought of in Seder Noshim? And he says in his last text, he says that Yishloimar, that we start with Yevamos because this is the mitzvah Rishayna She'ira Benoshim. This is the very first mitzvah that happened with women, because we find the Maisa with Yehuda and Tamar was in an Avibum, and Isha was involved, and therefore we want to pick the first mitzvah that was said by women. Therefore we pick the mitzvah of Yibam, as opposed to Kiddushin or Ksubis, which is discussing the mitzvah of Peruvu, which is not Nagia to women. Now the Kasha is, L'chara, Purvu is also shaykh to women. Women also take part in the mitzvah of Purvu, just like they take part in the mitzvah of Yibam. So why are you saying that Yivamis comes first? Because it's Ir ben Nashim, l'char Purvu is also Ir ben Nashim. You need a woman to be Mekarim Purvu, just like you need a Isha to be Mekarim in the mitzvah of Yibam. So l'char, it's Hadikush l'dokhta, why is Yivamis first? So it's Yadu l'vayr, it's Yadu l'acharim say that the Pshan l'tayis l'shanim is that the chilik is like this. That it's true that you need an Isha for the mitzvah of Purvu, but over there she does not have any mitzvah of Purvu. The mitzvah of Purvu we hold is only given to the Ish, not to the Isha. It's necessary to have an Isha to become the mitzvah, but she is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Purvu. Mashenge by Yibam, she's mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibam. So this is the first mitzvah there is Ir ben Hashem, meaning that the Isha also has that mitzvah. That is something they have by Yibam and you don't have by Purvu, and that's why Yavamis comes before Ksubis and Kiddushim. So it would be Mavur from that Tazishanim, Daf Bezin Yavamis, that he must hold that an Isha is mitzvah in mitzvah Yibam, or else it wouldn't be different than Purvu. And Lachai is going Lishitase from what he writes over here, that if you do not have both parties mitzvah in the mitzvah, there would not be a din of a Sedech say. And in order to be mazer, the application of Aseda Chalese Ben Yibam would be mukhach to say that the Isha is mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibam, and we'd be going Lashitasai that he holds in both places that the Isha is mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yibam.